The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of the greatest challenges, I would say, as for us as believers, for humanity on a whole, really, but for believers, is this issue of forgiving others. Now, forgiveness in and of itself is not an emotion, obviously. Forgiveness is an act that we carry out, but it is impacted because forgiveness becomes triggered by emotions that we feel. Somebody does something to us, somebody says something to us, they use words against us that move us into a different state of mind. And the challenge that we always face is, do we forgive that person? They come and ask forgiveness from us. They apologize, they make amends. Are we man enough or woman enough to accept their apology, to forgive them and move on? For many people, this is very difficult. It's almost impossible. I mean, again, I've seen people, and I'm sure we've maybe gone through these episodes where somebody has wronged us, and they've now recognized their wrongs, and they come to us, and they ask for forgiveness. And for a lot of people, it's hard to say, I accept your apology. You know, first of all, it's difficult to come and apologize, right? Sometimes people do things intentionally. They hurt us. Sometimes, many times, it's unintentional things happen, and that forgiveness comes from the individual, but many times we do not reciprocate and accept their forgiveness. Because rather than forgiving, we would like to have revenge. We would like to get our wrongs redressed, and sometimes we want to do that in the public limelight. What does the Quran speak about this? How does Allah address the concept of forgiving others? Right? Again, I also want to try and draw parallels to Karbala, but in our own lives, what is the role of asking forgiveness? How do we understand this when we are wronged so many times, especially by family, especially by members of our own tradition? So if you look at Surah Nur, chapter 24, and we've referred to Surah Nur many times in this series, if you recall, about hijab, about the hijab of men, the hijab of our sisters, about men respecting women, treating women as human beings, not as a sexual commodity, as that story we saw. We've seen many lessons in chapter 24, and so I would advise us all to go and read this chapter. In Surah 24, the chapter Al-Nur, the chapter of light, verse 22, Allah says, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا أَلَّا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah says two statements about forgiving others. Right? Again, we all will face some form of aggression, disrespect from other people. How do we deal with it, especially in a community of believers? You may say, well, for non-Muslims, it's a different rule. For Muslims, it's a different rule. For followers of the Ahlul Bayt, it's a different rule. And we can discuss the specifics another time. But looking at us as a community of believers, when we're a minority within a minority, we're followers of the Ahlul Bayt within a larger context of Muslims and within the larger context of Canadian society. Allah says in this verse that the first thing that you have to do is pardon the individual. Pardoning here means you don't punish them, right? You don't make them feel guilty for what they've said when they come and ask for forgiveness. Again, when we sin against Allah or we sin against one another, right, there is this understanding that we've obviously hurt that person. But do we now want to reciprocate that hurt? Or do we want to take the higher moral road and just forgive the individual and say, you know what, I'm not going to punish you. I'm not going to hold you necessarily accountable because By you coming to ask for forgiveness, you've recognized that you've done wrong. And that in itself, for many people, is a form of internal punishment. You've recognized you're wrong, and now you're internally criticizing yourself and humbling yourself to go to the person. So that's stage one. Allah says, well, ya'fu, pardon them. Don't hold that grudge against them. And then Allah says, well, yasfahu. This yasfahu, it basically means that you take your pardoning to a higher level. You turn the page, as we say. You start, on a new page, on a new leaf. You make sure that person knows that, look, I've forgiven you. We're not going to discuss what happened in the past. Now, this sounds beautiful in the Quran. It sounds beautiful in theory. And it may be very difficult to practice. But I think the next part of the verse, when we look at it, it should put everything into context. So somebody hurts you, somebody wrongs you. Once they have made amends in society, and that is difficult too. Let me just give you one example. When Allah talks about ghibah, about backbiting, about talking about others in the community of believers, we know that backbiting, according to chapter 49 of the Quran, is a major sin. Backbiting is when you talk something about somebody which is true about them, but we are not allowed or expected to talk to others about it. Now, there are exceptions to the rule about ghiba. If a person, for example, is sinning in the open, they're putting it on social media for everybody to see, then there's no problem to talk about it. But imagine one day that you are driving by somewhere in Vancouver, and you are just driving by, let's say, a bar or a nightclub, and you see a community member walk out of that establishment. Are you going to assume that they went there to drink or to have whatever was happening at that club? And then will you go and tell people, guess what, I was this place driving and I saw this person leave a club, right? Now, you don't know why they were there, you don't know what the situation was, and if you go and talk about it, if you embellish the story, you've committed a sin because you are talking about things that did not happen. You've put a tuhma, a false accusation on them. And even if you see them coming out of that place, you don't know why they were there, you are doing an act of ghiba. You saw something, but what you saw, you might not have actually seen the reality behind it, right? So by seeing something, you don't see what is actually happening behind the scenes. And if you were to go and speak about it, you've done an act of ghibah. Because why does it bother you what anybody else is doing? And if you were to embellish the story, now you're doing an act of tuhma. You're putting accusations on people. So Allah says that in these issues, you need to, when you do ghibah, in order to get forgiven by the person, you need to go and ask them for forgiveness. And on top of that, you have to right the wrong. So if you went and told 50 people what you saw, which was not real, what was not actually what was happening, you need to go and tell those 50 people what you saw was not correct. Now you think about how difficult that is in the modern era with social media. People post it on social media and thousands of people may see that, and then thousands of people may forward that message onto other pages. Now you have the responsibility to find every person in that chain and clear the air about that person. You can still go and ask them for forgiveness, but your forgiveness is incomplete. So it becomes a challenge, brothers and sisters, when we talk about others. And that's why it's best to remain silent. Don't speak about other people. Even if you see them doing a sin, don't talk about it unless it has a direct implication to you. Just let them do what they want to do, because you don't know the whole situation. You can't judge in a 5 or 10 second window that what you see is the reality. So it's best to just remain silent.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.